Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Wesley Phillips. This goes to the VA on 3/30/23. Mr. Phillips performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9/29/22. There's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with adabronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Wesley Phillips. This goes to the VA. On 3/30/23, Mr. Phillips performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. A room air saturation was 94%. Period. After walking 342 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%. Period. And paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Ward. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/30/23, Mr. Ward performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity noted, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Dickinson. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/30/23, Mr. Dickinson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Kennedy. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 3/30/23, Mr. Kennedy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/11/22, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with added bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mary McQuaid. This goes to Darlene Presley on 3/30/23. Mrs. McQuaid performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. Room air saturation was 96% period. After walking 6 minutes, she achieved 295 meters of ambulation and had a saturation of 90%, period. She did pause at 3 minutes and 51 seconds and then was able to complete the study. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Birch. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 3/30/23, Mr. Birch performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/21/22, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tamara Seaman. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 3/30/23, Mrs. Seaman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on James Reardon. This goes to Dr. Ruth Wieland. On 3/30/23, Mr. Reardon performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient achieved 135 minutes in 3 minutes and 45 seconds and stopped the test due to fatigue and ankle pain. Period. At that time, his saturation was 99%. Period. Paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Thank you.